Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is Yes, Lord. I say yes, Lord. We need to get in the habit of saying yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Say it with me. Yes, Lord. Our lives are so wrapped up in so many things that we forget that Jesus, our Lord, is supposed to be our Lord. Not set off in a corner somewhere wondering when he's going to get the opportunity to lead us. He has to lead us through our day. Otherwise, we make a mess of it. When we follow our own way, we forget about the wisdom of God and the counsel of God and what's good for us. And instead, we end up falling into a ditch. However, when we make Jesus Lord of our life, and how do you do that? You step off the throne of your life and you set everything in perspective that Jesus is going to lead you through his Holy Spirit, the unction of the Holy Spirit, through the revelation of the Word of God. When we do that, then we've made him Lord. And then he leads us. And if you're afraid of being led by God, by Jesus, go to Psalm 23. He leads us by the still waters. There he restores our soul. He doesn't create conflict. He doesn't bring us into confusion. He gives us peace. Still waters. Isn't that something? Even in the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear any evil, for he is with us. And he even prepares a table in the presence of our enemies, a feast. He's won all the battles for us. He's lived the life we can't live. He died the death we should have died because of our sin. And he's opened a pathway, a door to heaven, whereby we can be called the children of the Most High God. Isn't that great? That's wonderful. And it's simply a thing of saying, yes, Lord, I agree. If I read in the scriptures something that speaks to me, I agree with it. If he says, whosoever believeth in me shall not perish but have everlasting life, John 3:16, I agree, Lord. And I'm that whosoever, because I agreed with you. I said, yes, Lord. So today, why not receive Christ as your Savior? Make him your Lord. Give your heart and your life to him. He'll do a much better job than you're doing right now. I did it 50 years ago. You can do it now. And don't tell me you're a Christian and you belong to a church and you follow all of the rules and regulations of religion. That's a bunch of hooey. Stand in the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit and make Jesus Lord of your life. That's how you do it. You say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Say it again with me. Yes, Lord. God bless you and have a great day.